Welcome to the Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success with Randy Kay, Diana Hall, and Nikki Tombolides. Our mission is to initiate conversations that enrich and empower your life. And now, today's Life Talk Show.
Well, hello and happy March to everybody. This is the Life Talk Show with Randy Kay, Nikki Tombolides, and Diana Hall. And we thank our very special sponsors today, Gabriel Tax and Accounting at 1297 Park Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's March 1st, so you have about 6 weeks to get your taxes done. Go and see them. GabrielTax.com is their website, Gabriel Tax and Accounting, or you can call 203-367-7731. We also welcome back Dynamic Printing, LLC. They're at
You've been listening to the Life Talk Show.
I do that every week. We also welcome back. Yeah, I've done radio for 20 years. Whoops. The Dynamic Printing, who we love. They're 91 Main Street in Monroe, Connecticut. But you can also find them online at dynamicprinter.com. And you'll hear more about those wonderful sponsors as the show progresses. So hello, ladies, and happy March to you.
Oh, are we almost at spring?
Yeah. We hope so.
Like that, doesn't
it? The snow is melting.
Yeah, slowly.
If you are downloading our show from iTunes or from Podomatic, you may be listening to this in the springtime. Who knows? Because it's always available on iTunes and Podomatic. But here in Connecticut, we have, I know it's not as bad as Atlanta, where they were totally unprepared, but it feels like one snowstorm after another.
Yeah.
My mission this winter is to see my driveway. That's it.
Yeah.
To see my driveway again and again and again.
I can't stop shoveling. All I'm doing is
And you know, we're New Englanders. You think we'd get used to this, but we just don't seem to.
Yeah.
We're not used to it. Ladies.
Well, March is a new beginning.
Everything's a new beginning for us.
Every day.
Monday's a new beginning. Speaking of which, the topic of the show today is something we've decided to call recalculating. And we were talking, this is a just us show. We have no guests except ourselves and the needs of our listeners. So we're going to ask you to kind of play along with us as we talk about the ways we've recalculated our lives or reinvented ourselves. I'm sure you have done the same thing, or maybe you're in a place where you're kind of stuck and you don't know where to go from here. So we're going to share stories, just kind of chat about it, and also end up with specific tips to help us reinvent, recalculate your life. So let's just talk about the title to begin with. We were talking about a reinvention. A lot of people talk about reinventing yourself. And I was in the car with my husband and our GPS, who speaks in an Australian accent, recalculating. And that wasn't Australian, but anyway, but she's recalculating. And I was
English,
thinking,
maybe.
You know, I was thinking, that's what we have to do all the time. For me, it just seemed that recalculating was a little more of using what you've already done to keep going rather than reinventing, which felt like going back to the beginning, which was kind of scary. So I don't know. What do you guys think the difference is between reinvention and recalculation?
Well, I think, you know, I do think that recalculating is kind of taking what we have and reinventing. Maybe we'll use both terms.
Yeah.
I suppose because the school of thought is when you're reinventing, you're starting from zero and you're moving forward. Of course, you can't forget, you know,
what you stand for.
So, yeah, so I would say recalculating is taking all of what we have and what identifies us and helping to get us out of some rut that doesn't seem to be working for us.
Yeah. So it's good,
Well, I feel like, you know, when you recalculate your, like, especially with the GPS, it takes you down the wrong road, and then you
recalculate. No, you took yourself down the wrong road, and it goes, I'll adjust to you.
So, yeah, but all I'm saying is, but recalculating is like taking you back to where you were supposed to be, or a better place to find your goal or to reach where you want to go, your destination, I guess.
Well, you know, as a math teacher, if I said to my students, because I taught math for many years, when I said to my students, recalculate, figure out because the answer was incorrect, so go back and take all those numbers, add them up, and find the correct answer.
So that's like do it again. As a math teacher, recalculate means just do it again, start from scratch and add it up again.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with those original facts or numbers that we're not taking away, we're just taking those same numbers
Interesting.
And getting to a different answer than we originally had.
So the analogy can be very different depending on what we're doing. I think in terms of the GPS, it doesn't get you back on the road. It gets you to your destination a different way.
Yes.
That's what recalculating does. So for me, that's why
Excellent.
It was so profound.
Yes. Sure. So it takes you to your destination a different way.
Right. Taking your choices
into
account.
Down a different road.
Right. Exactly. So that's why. Well, so let me ask you guys.
Interesting.
You know, I was thinking about this on the way down to the studio today, and I said, you know, I had this thought that I may be wrong. You know, every time I read a historical novel, I go, oh, life wasn't as simple as I think it was.
All right.
You know, the myth is you're a student, then you go to college, then you get a job, and you keep the job forever, and you get a gold watch, and then you're retiring.
<That's>
you know, yes. I mean, that's kind of career-wise how I used to view, oh, what do I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. That's what actors always say. And then personally, there's been many talk for years about transitions. You transition from a daughter to a single person to maybe a wife if that's your choice, mm-hmm. maybe a mother if that's your choice, and you know, grandmothering and so on. But I feel like my life has been a lot more complicated than that, especially career-wise. And some of those recalculation opportunities have become because I chose to leave one path and go down another. But some have happened upon me when I, say, got fired from a job or something. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about this. You know, for you guys, I know we've talked in the past about transformation, which was more of adjusting to personal tragedy, perhaps. But let's talk about having to redo your career plans. And, you know, were there pivotal moments for you in your lives when – well, let's backtrack. If you had a say right now, and dear listener, you can do this along with us. If you had to fill in five blanks, today I am blank, and at least get some business definitions in there. Like I would say, today I am a mother, a wife, a voiceover talent, a radio broadcaster, and an author. That's five.
Well, I would start out with my most important job as a mother, mm-hmm. of course, a wife, a daughter, a business owner, interior designer, and a radio show host. So that's what defines me. Those are the terms that define me.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
currently.
Nice.
All right. Nikki?
Yeah. Well, I will say I'm a friend with my personal relationships. And, I run a business. I'm here at the show. And also, I'm a mentor. And I'd like to see... I'm an author, an inventor. I want to bring up products in the market that they are green. And that's it. That's
okay.
But,
so that's,
you know, it always changes. It always changes.
That's
never
the point.
The same.
So can you think of a time when you have had to really recalculate your life, adjust your hopes and dreams perhaps, or you chose a different path and find different strengths within yourself? Like, you know,
I had to. I had to because it had to do with my personal life that trickles down to your professional life because I was married to a, you know, very successful man. I was the daughter of a very successful man. I was raised with a lot of money and a lot of comfort. And suddenly I walked away from one and the other, one by force and one by choice. So, it kind of like trickles down to the way you're going to make your decisions.
That's really powerful. So wait a minute. So you really left the world of potentially rich.
Yeah.
To having to fend for yourself.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I made very difficult choices.
Like?
When I was, before I lost my dad and all, him personally and my affection to him. And of course, what went with him was all his money. So
yeah.
It
and that's
was
a
like
story,
two things. Yeah, that's
yeah.
another story.
You ended
another
up not
book.
Inheriting what you hoped you had. Okay.
Well, yeah. But the fact is that even before that, when I was with my husband, I made a decision that this was not going to work for us, and I walked away and without knowing and upsetting my whole family what I was going to do after, and I decided to come back to Connecticut, and I opened my business, which my father paid for my education. I have an MBA in marketing. And he thought that I lost my mind, deciding to open a house cleaning business. My father's like, I don't know if you need any education or, you know, whatsoever to open this kind of business. But it was something that I was so fascinated by it, but it was a huge risk, especially that you don't get any glory by doing this. But, yeah, reinventing yourself 1,000 times. The first year, I really stopped thinking that maybe my dad and everybody else is right, that maybe I've lost my mind.
You think that now, or you thought that right away?
No, I thought that
you
then.
You thought that then.
The first year in the business, I didn't know what I was doing. And I remember we were sitting there with a few of the people that they were helping me at work, and I'm thinking, and they're asking me, and my patience, I didn't know what I was doing, never mind training people. And I was, like, in the middle of it, and I went home. I was crying all the way home, and I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? Am I crazy? What is this?
Why that choice? You know, in terms of, obviously, you suddenly had to definitely recalculate.
Yes.
Why was that the choice that you made?
Well, frankly, amazingly enough, it was not such a strange choice, because as a college kid, and I'm writing it in my website, I used to clean homes for extra money. And I used to do that, and people were amazed at the attention of the detail that I was giving it without really knowing what I was doing. And frankly, the irony of the whole thing is I never cleaned in my life until I came to this country. I was not even aware how to mop. I didn't know how to hold a vacuum. I didn't even know anything. So nobody ever expected me to clean, to do laundry. I never did any of this thing.
So how did you do it? Like here you are.
Yes.
Kind of thinking you were going to be sort of set money-wise and you could follow certain dreams.
Right.
And then you make this decision.
Yeah.
So how does it begin? Did you begin doing it yourself and then hiring
people? Oh, yes. I called a friend of mine that she had a nanny agency, and I said to her, you know, Irene, I'm planning to open a cleaning business. And she goes, I need to meet with you. And I'm like, okay. So we had lunch, and she said, let me tell you this. Are you planning to send people out? Because you're going to fail. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, you need to start doing it yourself. If you don't know what you're doing, you will never be successful. And she gave me a book of Jeff Campbell, which I'm not getting any credit for any of this, and he's not advertising here. But
he's a big author of cleanliness.
Exactly.
Speak cleaning. That guy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So he gave me his book, and I had an appointment already with a huge mansion that we were supposed to clean, and I stayed up all night hyperventilating because I realized I'm not ready for this. Because once I read his book, all night I stayed up, and then I was like 5 o'clock in the morning, I was wide awake, I was taking a shower, and I said to myself, talking about recalculating, I was like, I need to go to a doctor to get my head examined, because it's like people that know how to cook like a good dish and say, gee, I'm going to open a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I knew how to keep my home clean. And then I'm like, yeah, I can clean anybody's home. And suddenly I realized that I can't.
So what did
it's
you do?
It's not going to happen.
Did you go anyway?
I did. And I was honest with the client, and I said, listen, you're my first client, and your house is about like 6,000 square feet, and I want to explain this to you because it may take us longer because I don't know what I'm doing, but I will refund you the money. And
okay.
To this day, this person is our client.
Wow. So you just said what it was, and so you had a crew with you. So you had a master crew.
Yeah. And how do I train people when I don't know what I'm doing?
Right.
Wow. You know, and it's funny because you're talking about that whole process of recalculating, and you said something that just stuck out in my mind because I'm sort of going through something right now in this, all of this that we're talking about recalculating, and you recalculate over and over again, and I think that's okay. And I don't really think it's ever really too late to do that.
No.
You know, I mean, I think as, you know, we're all about the same age, and, you know, we go through that you go through that process of, well, you know, I'm at this point in my life. Why do I need to start over? And there's many reasons. You started your business out of necessity, right? You followed a passion, but
well,
you started out of
necessity. Well, no, actually, no. I started out of a passion. No, not necessity, because I didn't need to do it. Back then, I had all my dad's money.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't have to do anything.
Right.
I just, my father wanted me to go back, get married to a nice Greek boy.
No, but starting at the start of Penguin's Best. That was because I loved it.
No, it was not necessity. I really didn't need to do anything.
Oh, I thought you were poor.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I
when
thought
I divorced, I came back to Connecticut. I was not poor. My father wanted me. He said, I'm going to give you a ticket around the world to go see the world, and then come back. I'm going to buy you a house, and you get married to a nice Greek boy. And I said, no.
Oh, so it was
a choice.
A choice to reinvent yourself your way rather than follow the rules.
Yes.
I see. Interesting. So you keep learning more about each other.
Yep. I know.
So tell us about your, well, I'll tell you what, you know, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And thank our sponsors, and we'll come back and we'll hear Diana's tale.
Oh.
You're with Randy, Nikki, and Diana. We're talking about recalculating your life on the Life Talk Show. The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Dynamic Printing at 91 Main Street in Monroe, Connecticut. It's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. At Dynamic Printing, all your needs can be met. Everything from business cards to booklets and catalogs with that honest and friendly personal service they've been providing since 1994. Local or shipping anywhere. You can call them at 203-459-8762 or simply visit dynamicprinter.com. Dynamic Printing is flexible and they'll help you with the research and advice you need so that your printing needs match your business goals. They're flexible and they're right there in person. Again, it's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. Visit dynamicprinter.com for more information or call 203-459-8762. Dynamic Printing, a proud sponsor of the Life Talk Show. Got your taxes ready? Call Gabriel Tax and Accounting to schedule an appointment now at 203-367-7731. Gabriel Tax and Accounting, located in Bridgeport, has been serving the community for over 65 years. Get your taxes done at a better rate than any storefront. And remember, Gabriel Tax and Accounting is open year-round to serve all your accounting needs. Call Gabriel Tax and Accounting at 203-367-7731 for your peace of mind or visit GabrielTax.com. And once again, we want to remind you, we are about 6 weeks away from the income tax deadline. So Gabriel Tax and Accounting, they will help you. Their prices are so much more reasonable than the storefront. They are personal. They're right there. They will help you. So Gabriel Tax and Accounting on Park Avenue in Bridgeport. For more information and directions, GabrielTax.com. Okay, and we love them because they sponsored us also.
Thank you, Gabriel Accounting. Tax and Accounting.
All right, so Diana, what we're doing here is we're each sharing some sort of stories of recalculating, and we will sum it all up. As we're telling our stories, you, dear listener, I hope will be thinking about your life and the courage you have taken in the past. And because, Diana, you're right, we are always recalculating and reformulating and reinventing ourselves. We don't get stuck in one place. And sometimes things happen to us, or sometimes we make choices that to go down a different path. And it's sometimes good to look back and know where you've been and what your strengths have been so that you can maybe take some of that forward with you.
Well, of course, you can't really deny what has made you who you are. You can't deny that. And that is sort of what propels you forward, and hopefully all of those good things propel you forward. But, you know, recalculating, you know, like Nikki, you had said, we constantly recalculate, I believe, and we make decisions in our life that might be huge decisions or small decisions. And I don't know if it's out of unhappiness or dissatisfaction with your life.
What's your story? Tell us, because we like this story.
Yeah,
yes, that's fun.
Well, you know, the story for me, as I've shared with both of you and the listeners on several occasions, I recently had retired from a teaching position.
That was a big decision.
And it was a huge decision because, again,
after 22 years, right?
After 22 years.
Successful teaching position.
Right. And
secure.
Right. And we air out of Connecticut. And as a Connecticut teacher, it's there's a lot of requirements. You have to get a master's degree. You have to go through the BEST program. You have to constantly maintain your
CEUs. Update
yourself,
yeah.
And this is probably one of the best states to be a teacher in. Really, it's one of the highest paying in the country, I think above or below Alaska. It could be different now. I don't really remember. So
you were leaving a lot behind.
A lot behind, because not only was there the stability.
A leap of faith.
Yes, definitely a leap of faith, because not only was there the stability of teaching.
And the steady income.
Right, and then, you know, of course, all the retirement package, you know, that you get from teaching. So there was a lot that I left behind, and I really went through a long process of, because I'd also started my business in the interim.
Oh, so you were teaching full-time, and you were doing interior design as a part-time supplement
right,
to that.
Right, exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I started my interior design business in 2005. That was actually my undergraduate degree.
Yeah.
You know,
creativity. I did your bio, so I know.
Yeah.
right.
That's right.
And
you can't, and I could never really deny what it is that motivates me, what I'm passionate about. And I have a very creative side to me. And it always kept coming out. You know, even though I decided after I had a degree in merchandising and I did a TV show and had a models on, I was a fashion coordinator, and that always was part of me. But then, you know, I started to do the big girl thing and go back to school and get my certification to become a teacher because it was a great thing to do as a mother. That's what I was always told.
Right.
And I can't really take that away from my past, because it really allowed me to be there more for my children, and I loved teaching, but went back to interior design. And then I was toying with both of them. I was a teacher and I was running my business, and it's very hard to spread yourself thin. You can't do one thing really well if you're spread so thin that.
And with a family to take care of on top
Plus,
of it.
Or,
right.
We all feel that pull. So how did you manage the recalculation? What skills helped you through? Like because you're a full-time owner of this interior design business now, Interiors by Diana.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine any of us, and we all run our own businesses, mm-hmm. you wear a lot of hats. Unless you have an assistant, you're your own accountant, you're your own sales department, you're your own you're your own best worker.
You wear a lot of hats when you run your own business. But also, I think it's one of those things that what was your calling?
Well,
what you felt was your calling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, definitely interior design is my calling, but it changes your life. I went from my day was, it was by the bell, and that's how I lived my life. And at 3 o'clock, not really. My day was done. I had it, I had somebody who told me what I was teaching and what my classes were and somebody to answer to, but I always had that paycheck there and I didn't really have to think about a whole lot after that. And owning your own business, like Randy, you just said, there's a million different hats.
It's a whole new ball.
It's a whole different ball game.
And it's not for everybody.
No,
and
it's not.
And it's not for everybody.
No, especially if you're not disciplined.
Right.
And a lot of people tell me I love to have my own business and they show up 3 hours late at an appointment. I'm like, guys, you can't do that.
Right.
Right. And we don't want to turn this into an own your own business show.
No,
it happens to be our way that we recalculated, but other people may move from one job to another job.
Absolutely.
And that's fine too.
Well,
so
yeah, and maybe they go to the Peace Corps because that's one of my plans to go to the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
And
so it's whatever drives you. And you know, it's the process. So you make these changes in your life. And then, you know, you might get the feeling, well, something's not quite fitting for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm on the right path, but I need to take in still another direction than I've already done. And so.
Did that happen to you? Like, what was the hardest part? Besides the uncertainty and the scheduling, was there an emotionally difficult thing that made you go, oh? What did I do, you know, and hit your head?
Yes. I don't even know that it's what did I do, but I still don't have that feeling like I'm quite there yet. I'm not sure what it is.
Do you feel you need to recalculate again?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
You're at this point.
Right. And so my process is I'm going through that again. I need to recalculate. Mm-hmm. But in my mind,
GPS.
Well, right. But, you know, here's the thought process. Yeah. In my mind, I'm saying, well, geez, I'm only 50. I have a son going off to college. I have a daughter in 4 years that's going off to college. My husband and I, you know, where are we going to be in 4 years? Do I maybe have a brick and mortar? Do I start, you know, have a design center? Or don't I? Because are we going to move? I mean, there's so many things in your mind, the process of what do I do? So in getting ready for this show, I started to read, you know, different, you know, literature on reinventing and recalculating, and especially recalculating over 50. And
so what did you find?
Yeah, you're a research guru.
Yeah.
Well, Tell us more.
It's really never too late to reinvent yourself.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful about reinventing yourself when you're older is because you bring all those experiences with you. And we had a little chat quickly before the show about starting at zero, but you really can't, I suppose, do that because you take all of those life experiences with you, so you can't really start over.
It's really better than zero, as long as you don't. Yeah. Remember, we've had a couple of shows that are really related to this, and one was the throwaway 50 things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bring old, harmful concepts about yourself to a new experience.
Right.
So you had to reinvent your own thoughts about yourself by saying, okay, I can manage without a schedule.
Right.
I don't need a schedule. I can do, you know, like you, if you took that concept of yourself, I must have the bell ring to go to the next place, you never would have succeeded as far as you have. So you have to kind of look at what you're taking with you and whether it's still valid or not.
That's
but
right.
But some things you do take with you are very strong. Your perseverance, Nikki, and your courage and your willingness to do something different and your way with people, Diana. And
get out of your comfort zone. Because
you
want to get out of your comfort zone.
Yes, but you bring some things with you that will help you in the new place.
Yes, absolutely.
Otherwise, it's like moving into a new house and you left everything in the old house.
Yes.
Like, but I like that couch.
I don't have a chair to sit down.
And then you know what the other piece of this is, too? It's you know, and I'm sure we all do this, and I'll ask both of you. You visualize where you want to be. And do you have ideas of where you
want
to be?
You have to have it. I think a dream and dreams are part of life. I don't think you can survive without having the dream and having a dream for your path as to where you want to go.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like if I tell you my dreams, you guys are going to really think that I need to be locked up someplace. Because
we already think that. So
oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. These are friends are for. What are friends are for?
But we all do.
But I really, seriously, like when Diana said she's not sure, you know, right now it's time to recalculate. Because I wanted to go to the Peace Corps when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they didn't take me because my father was going to kill me more that back then than any other time. But it is still my dream. And now I heard that the Peace Corps has 3 months instead of 23 months. So I'm still thinking that I can go, and I can go till I'm 80. So this is one of my choices.
I think that's awesome. I've.
What about you, Randy?
Now it's Randy.
Yes, I'm curious.
Well, I just want to talk about dreams for a minute because, like Diana, although I did it at the last minute, I was looking at 7 steps to reinventing, and one of the things is wake up, which is to realize maybe you're not happy where you are, or wake up. Yes, you were fired.
That's
happens too, right? And then the next thing is dream. Wake up and dream, which I really kind of like. And I haven't read the other 5 steps, but I will. And but in counseling my own children and frankly in counseling people who think they want to go into the voiceover business and get rich quick because they see Robin Williams does it very well, you know, I tell them there's the difference between a dream and a goal. A dream you can always have. If you don't try to get that dream, you can always have the dream, but it's never going to be a reality. A goal is a dream that you take and you start making action steps. A goal has a pathway to it. A dream is an escape. So if you're assembling widgets in the factory dreaming of being a rock star, that's a lovely dream. You can escape from your existence by dreaming. But if you have a goal to be a rock star, then you're going to be playing in a club at night and you're going to be going to the American Idol auditions.
You do something about it.
Doing something about it. Yeah. So, you know, a dream, you can have a dream forever. I still dream about playing certain roles on Broadway that I'm too old to play. It's a nice dream. Oh, that would have been fun to be Peter Pan or whatever. But that's okay. We have our dreams, and dreams are lovely, and dreams are escape. But if we want to make a dream come true, we have to turn it into a goal. And to turn it into a goal, we have to look hard at what the steps might be to get there, including saying to a client, okay, it's my first time, so money-back guarantee, and you took that risk, and that happened. But you made it happen by taking steps. For me, I feel like my professional life is a flower that keeps blooming, and the old petals drop off, and the new, and there's always new stuff coming. It's kind of how I look at my children's existence. Like, they're ever blooming flowers that just, like, sure, I discover new stuff about them all the time. But we discover new stuff about ourselves all the time too. And professionally, I have been, let's see if I can run down. I have been a folk singer. I have been a songwriter. I have been a theater actress on off-Broadway and regional tours. I have been in Los Angeles trying to be a TV and film actor. I was a band singer again. Then I became a voiceover talent, and then I became a radio personality, PM Drive, and then AM Drive, doing voiceover stuff all the way and doing theater also. And then when I left radio, that was a huge one for me because that was not a choice. It was kind of. We divorced each other, the other radio station and I, but radio had changed and I had changed and our dreams weren't in alignment. But for me at that time, that was like leaving teaching for you, Diana, I think.
How did you feel at that moment? Did you feel lost?
Yeah, oh, very, very lost.
Terrified?
Not terrified, but confused. My identity was very much tied up.
To,
it was a major radio station, and everyone who listened knew me. We had 500,000 listeners.
I knew you before I knew you.
Right. You thought I was a celebrity when you, little
oh,
did you know.
Oh, my
you know.
God.
But
I
when I met Nikki,
were.
I was on a celebrity appearance.
Right.
You know,
yes.
It just anybody who's ever had any attention from the public knows when you go home and close the door, you're still the same person.
Right.
And you still have to dry the dishes and, you know, and do your laundry. So it's almost surreal when it happens to you, when you're marching in a parade and people are screaming for you. And so, but I liked it. I like attention.
Sure.
I know that about me. I do like attention. That's why I dream about being
but
a politician,
well deserved.
I would be terrible at it.
Well deserved.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But it's just,
you're extremely talented.
Thank you, but you're talented at what you do, too. I think people in the public eye are just talented at public-type things, and I don't think it's any better than being a good a plumber, you know? It's just a different set of skills. So anyway, when I left radio, suddenly I was like, oh, my God, who am I?
Right.
If I'm not Randy Cape on the radio, who am I? And I also had 6 months of time to look for something else, and I immediately went to New York and started applying for radio things. But, you know, that wasn't recalculating. That was just going along the same road and changing the venue. And eventually, for me, what came out of that period was writing a book that got published. That was a total recalculation.
And that is one great book, which I have to say about that book.
Thank
Ben
you.
Behind His Voices. And I just want to take a parenthesis and take the time to say, yesterday I was with my editor for my book, a children's book, and her husband, Doug Taylor, and her name is Louise Ladd, and her husband said, my God, Randy Kay, say hi to her. I love her book. And he said, she's one fabulous actress.
That's so sweet. We're in the same theater group called the Theater Artist Workshop, and Doug is a force to contend with. He's an amazing
91.
Actor. 91 years old. Anyway, you had a question.
No, I just had forgotten what that was.
Okay, so it was about writing the book after. I'll tell you what. Think about it while we thank Gabriel Tax and Dynamic Printing one more time. We'll
back
and we'll finish up with that recalculation story and sum it up with some tips for you. This is the Life Talk Show.
The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Dynamic Printing at 91 Main Street in Monroe, Connecticut. It's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. At Dynamic Printing, all your needs can be met. Everything from business cards to booklets and catalogs with that honest and friendly personal service they've been providing since 1994. Local or shipping anywhere. You can call them at 203-459-8762 or simply visit dynamicprinter.com. Dynamic Printing is flexible and they'll help you with the research and advice you need so that your printing needs match your business goals. They're flexible and they're right there in person. Again, it's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. Visit dynamicprinter.com for more information or call 203-459-8762. Dynamic Printing, a proud sponsor of the Life Talk Show. Got your taxes ready? Call Gabriel Tax and Accounting to schedule an appointment now at 203-367-7731. Gabriel Tax and Accounting, located in Bridgeport, has been serving the community for over 65 years. Get your taxes done at a better rate than any storefront. And remember, Gabriel Tax and Accounting is open year-round to serve all your accounting needs. Call Gabriel Tax and Accounting at 203-367-7731 for your peace of mind. Or visit GabrielTax.com. Okay, and thank you again to Gabriel Tax and Accounting and Dynamic Printing for sponsoring the Life Talk Show. So we were just finishing up. We're talking about recalculating your life, and I was sort of in the middle of my probably the biggest recalculation. I mean, I did, especially when I became the mom of two young kids, and especially, frankly, personally, when my husband deserted the family when they were 3 and 6, and suddenly I had to support them alone. And that was a reblossoming into radio.
But that was out of necessity.
I always tell people, if it weren't for my kids, I'd never be in radio, because I was nervous about trying something new.
Right.
And it was only because having to support them made it essential that I find a real job.
Sure.
It was only because of that that I had the courage to say, oh, well, I may be scared, but I need to do this. And
yes.
I applied for this job and got full-time work at a radio station. I don't think I would have had the courage if I hadn't had to do it. So sometimes necessity really helps us have the courage to recalculate.
So
yes,
absolutely.
I think so. That applies to me.
Mm-hmm. So when you were talking about your book.
Yes.
And, you know, you were, you know, you had divorced the radio station that you were with at the time. And you started to write your book. I mean, was that something because you had a gap that you needed to fill? You had a necessity? It was, you had something in you that you needed
that
to?
That you had to say a story?
It was a number of things. And again, I think when you recalculate, you start with knowing what your strengths are. And I've always known I can write. I don't love it, but I happen to be good at it. You know, it's one of those things that I wouldn't want to spend my life as. I wouldn't want to churn out book after book after book. That's
right.
Not my dream. But I had a personal situation with my son developing schizophrenia that enough people encouraged me and felt the story was hopeful and I should write it. So it was a combination of finally having some time, because there was some severance pay involved.
Sure.
And there was a little time. But I wasn't sitting there and just writing, because I was applying for radio jobs, and I was really ramping up my voiceover business. And another thing I branched into, again, looking at what I had, I know how to speak, I know how to talk, I'll become a professional speaker. And I also traveled around the country teaching stress reduction. I mean, talk about recalculating, but it uses everything I know how to do. I know how to talk, and this is why, hence this show. I love, you know, conversations
yes.
that enrich and empower your life. I traveled from city to city doing six-hour seminars on reducing stress in your life and anger management and presentation skills. And so it was related to communication. I mean, I guess my life is communication, your words are mine, if you sum it up.
Right.
And I was doing some theater, and it was just, I was dabbling again in my own life to figure out what to do. But the more, I also took some classes. I took classes in hotel and motel management. I thought
really?
I might want to go into that. Yep, I went to a community
wow.
college, and I took a class in communication because I thought maybe I could be a professor, but I don't have a master's, and I decided I didn't want to go for that. So it really was a lot of experimentation.
Sure.
I didn't have a clear path. I went down a lot of different roads to find the destination where I could afford my mortgage again, and I was always doing the book in between. And the book took about 6 months to a year to get written and rewritten to where I was mm-hmm. happy with it, and another 3 to get it published. So yeah. that was sort of running on one track, while the rest of my life, where I could pay my bills, was running on another track. Sure. And I was investing a lot of money in editors and proofreaders
Absolutely.
And publicists. And
yeah, I'm there so, now. So I
yeah,
know
so you
mean.
Know exactly. Oh, yeah. And we'll have a big celebration when your book comes out. So it really was a period of recalculating. And even now, if people say, what do? I have to show them my tax because I have one Schedule C for my speaker business and one for my voiceover business, and then I've got paychecks from radio stations and acting jobs, and it's crazy. But
Gabrielle Accounting is clearing that out for you.
Really? It's just like they don't have room for anybody else because mine is so complicated. Anyway, and then of course I got remarried again, and that is a lovely, wonderful thing. But that's a recalculation of your life as
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. It changes.
But I'm a happy person. I haven't.
You
I
are.
Finally decided I just have an eclectic life, and if the bills get paid, I'm kind of happy.
Right.
But,
I think above all else, it's not to lose track of who we are, and you are. Aside from being our friend and my friend, you're a dear person and you're a wonderful human being. And I think at the end of the day, you have to look forward to that because you add
well,
so much.
All of us do. All
yeah.
of us do. You
yeah.
know, it's funny.
That's,
I've been thinking
right,
about
right.
that.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
so is Diana. But I think it matters. To me, it matters. We all are, I mean, I know a lot of people personally, my family, that they're extremely accomplished professionally, but they really have very little to give to anybody. And I, from the first time that I noticed that I knew you, you always offered of your time, of yourself, sharing with other people. And with me, you helped me a great deal through a lot of things in my life, professionally and personally. And I appreciate that.
Thank you.
To me, it's an honor to know you. And I'm saying
gosh.
That, I mean, we didn't plan.
Yeah, no, really. We don't want to turn this into Randy's eulogy. Okay?
No. but it's true because I think at the end of the day, it matters.
I think so, too. And I've been thinking a lot this week. I do write a couple of blogs also. I need
five
more.
I read your blog.
Which one?
The last one. well, I read the one about... I write
one called Mental Illness in the Family
yeah,
for HealthyPlace.com.
Yeah.
I write one on BenBehindHisVoices.com. And I also write one for the voiceover world called Life on the Voiceover List, Tips and Thoughts on Voice Acting. And but I'm also working on a website and blog called Happier Made Simple because I think it's just too much concept and not
yes.
enough just do this. So, but one of my blog titles, I'm great at the titles, just not so good at the articles, is called the Got Done List. Because I get tired of to-do lists. Sometimes mm-hmm. at the end of the day or the end of the week, I want to look back and look mm-hmm. at what I got done.
Right.
And I was thinking about that and as a way to assess your strengths. Look at what you've done so far.
Yes.
Look at what you've accomplished so far because that can propel you forward. And I was thinking, you know, the only time we acknowledge people's got done list is when they die. That's what we
That's
do.
That's true.
It.
That is
we
true.
We write a eulogy. So I think mm-hmm. we should all write a little mini eulogy.
So there you are. I just started with you.
Yes.
I just started with you. I did your eulogy, Randy.
Thank you so much. I hope there's a lot more to add to it by the
Absolutely.
Time I leave this earth. So, Diana, you have. We're going to go through some steps.
And Diana actually is extremely generous because, you know, when we did the Project Nikki thing, sharing with your expertise
If
and
you
your
don't
thoughts,
know what Project Nikki is, by the way, we redid Nikki's apartment for under $1,000 with
right.
with the help of our feng shui expert, Lorraine Lupone,
yes,
and
Lorraine.
Interiors by Diana, and a little bit of help from IKEA and Goodwill.
Yes.
And
so
anyway,
all
that's
was
Nikki.
the generosity of their time, Diana and Lorraine sharing their mm-hmm. expertise. It all matters because that's all. I mean, I do the same thing. Like so often people ask me or even if I teach classes for the homeless people or anything, I love to share, and I love when people, like, have this aha moment. It's mm-hmm. like somebody gave me $1 million, that nothing can replace that.
So true, absolutely. And, you know, as we're talking, know that we have done shows that you can always access on iTunes or our blog or Podomatic about. We did one called The Power of Purpose, which is just relating to what Nikki is talking about. We did one called Bouncing Back Boulder about resilience, mm-hmm. and that is related to this topic. And, of course, this one, Recalculating. So we try to address all these issues that affect us all. And then we did the Throw Out 50 Things about throwing away old concepts that don't work for you anymore. But what about concepts that do work for you that you want to carry forward to your next phase of life?
Well, I think what has to happen, I think finding good mentors, finding somebody whose path
that's a big one. Absolutely.
that you can follow. That's really important. And then, you know, and mentoring, like a secondary level of mentoring in books that you read and, shows that you watch or radio shows that you listen to
would be your
second level of mentoring.
I love that. Find mentors and then research in books and things, gather
right.
information.
Yeah, that's all part of mentoring. Okay. And then even finding that low level of mentoring and the things that you see in
Absolutely.
Life. If you look at
I love that.
You know, the tree is solid, but you don't really see the roots, but know that there's roots there. So that's like...
And I think in the process of recalculating, Diana, I love what Diana said, it's important to realize that you attract different people in the different stages of your life.
Right.
And that is important to bring them in.
Yes. And then that was the other thing that I was going to say. Then you also form this concentric circle. So you're the middle of the circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki, and it made me think about it when you were talking about how you, when you were thinking about starting your cleaning business, how you spoke to a woman who really encourage you, that would be a mentor. But also, mm-hmm. you surround yourself like a concentric circle of people, your family and peers, and then maybe business networking group. But you hold that circle tight around you, and that's really your support.
But you know, guys,
concentric,
let me tell you.
Circle.
Yeah.
We're going to put this on our blog post because I love that, Diana.
And
tips.
Also, I just want to say that there's so often, in my case, in Diana's case, because I know from Diana talking to me about it, I don't know if Randy's, but a lot of people try to discourage us. I mean, personally with me, I don't think one person was on my side, including my ex-husband, who thought that I've lost my mind,
when
too.
When you started your cleaning
when
business.
When I started my cleaning business, because with an MBA, you can do anything you want to do. Companies, you work for a large company, GE, you know.
Well, here's
you
the
name
thing.
It.
I think what's really important, And I think in anything we do and any success that we have, is you have to get rid of those naysayers in your life. You mm-hmm. really,
Kick
truly
them out
do.
Of that concentric
yeah.
circle.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. They may, and it may even be your family. So obviously you can't kick your family out of your life. But the naysayers are the ones that say it can't be done and, you know, we're at the end.
But you're always going to have people like this
right.
in your life.
But
you're always going to have
but,
them.
But you can choose to accept or not accept.
Yeah, but those
yes.
are always, that's what it is. So that would be a huge roadblock in reinventing yourself or reaching your goals
mm-hmm.
or fulfilling a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really where.
I feel it's very lonely at the bottom and it's very lonely at the top. It's when okay. you're way at the bottom and you're trying something, you have so many people telling you, and I will have to quote a very, very, very rich friend of my father's once said to me, always make friends with people that are standing above you. This way you look up and not down.
Okay, so that's part of finding mentors.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. In addition, I think I'm hearing find partners, which are a little different from mentors. You know, sometimes
yes.
we can it can feel a job hunt or an apartment hunt. It can all feel very alone. But if you have somebody to do it with, it can sometimes be helpful.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I just recently finished an audiobook of Peter Pan. So I kind of got to play Peter Pan in a way. And and the only reason I did it is somebody contacted me who publishes public domain audiobooks and asked if I would want to audition for it. And because he gave me a deadline and he wanted the finished files and he just finished the production of it, I felt like I did it with him. And that was much easier to stick to the schedule and the deadlines because I had a partner. Plus, I
right.
didn't feel like I was doing it all.
Yes.
So when you have an opportunity to partner up with people, I certainly don't think this show would be, wouldn't
I was
be in show number 33 if there weren't three
no.
of us
right,
doing
no.
it.
That's right.
So
no,
partnership also can really help in reinventing
huge.
Yourself, but don't make it a naysayer partner. Make it a
positive,
supportive.
Absolutely.
And when somebody's
absolutely.
Down, the other one can, or for some reason, if somebody's not up to par for one time, we pull ourselves up. And we have the same path, the same goal. Yeah.
All right. And certainly, so I would say, so we've got find mentors. And I wrote down from what you said, be willing to let go of old stuff.
Right.
When
mm-hmm.
you need to. But hang on to what works.
Mm-hmm.
Concentric circles of support. No naysayers allowed. little sign.
Yes.
No girls
allowed.
Whatever, the front door.
Yeah. Have partnership when you need it.
Yes.
Anything else? I mean, I know we're not exactly well, the tip part, but
no,
this
but you
is
know
all...
what's really important, too, and talking about trying to reinvent yourself over 50. We're of the generation, and Randy, you're amazing with technology, but I know a lot of...
Oh, my God. From the three of us, I'm the one that's behind.
Well, but what's important...
I'm not going to tell you what I did to my GPS yesterday.
Yeah, well you know...
Talk about recalculating today.
Yeah, but it's okay to know what your weaknesses are, but
right.
What's important for us in our generation to reinvent or recalculate is to stay up on social media, tweeting... And LinkedIn, those things are really important for trying to reach your goals and stay connected. Because we're talking, well, you know, let's just kind of just step back for just a minute. We're talking about reinventing and recalculating through this whole show. And we did have a show on transformation, which is really, it's personally how you change your life. But this is more, reinventing and recalculating is more professional goals.
Yes.
And so, you know, to reach a goal or to change your path professionally, that in our generation is really important to stay up on social media.
One of the things, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, I just wanted to share with you guys. I you know, I like to do my research before a show, and I found a book that was written by, and I'm going to just butcher the name of Yamamoto Tsutomu.
The author?
Yes, The Way of the Samurai. And he just a little passage that had a whole lot of metaphors in it that just really made me think about
reinventing. Go for it,
It's called A Cocoon Will Not Fly. Most of us live in a cocoon of personality, the made-up story of who we are. It seems dark and dusty inside this little cocoon, and we think we can't get out. We tell ourselves stories about our personality, but these stories aren't reality. Deep down, we know we're more than this personality. We could tear open the cocoon if we wanted to. We could push out and see the light of the world. We could learn to fly. But most of us will live trapped inside our personalities for our entire lives, never knowing that we can leave. We are victims of our own invented limits. We wake up each morning to a world that is dim and unclear. There is so many problems wrapped around us, there is almost no light. Pushing against the inner wall of the cocoon seems futile. Why bother? I am the way I am. So why are there people who learn to push through? How exactly do they learn to create themselves all over again? It is reported that these people feel like they're learning to fly.
That's lovely.
That's beautiful. Well said.
It's so true that a lot of the limits, and this goes back to the show we did about Throw Out 50 Things, some of the limits that we set on ourselves.
That's right.
Oh, I can't do that.
You'll
I could never do that.
You have to get out of your own way.
Sometimes you do. You know, obstacles get in your way. I'll never learn to do that. I shared with you that my first full-time radio job, mm-hmm. actually it started part-time and I worked my way up as often happens, but I had never applied for a radio job before. Why? I was afraid I wouldn't know how to work the board. The board is where all the inputs and the outputs. And it, to me, it looked like you may as well have asked me to fly an airplane. It was just, and I mm-hmm. thought, I can talk. I already had years behind a microphone, but I was scared mm-hmm. to and insecure to apply to a radio station and say, I don't know how to work a board. But
so you were your own naysayer. That's right?
Oh, sure. And that happens sometimes. And it can be very comfortable not moving.
Right.
It can
but
be.
I
so,
just, yeah.
And we get in our own way. So I think, again, the beginning of change, I'm kind of tipping to my closing tip, but the beginning of change is awareness. And we all have things that hold us back. And sure. I've learned to say, oh, that's just me being fearful. Okay. So am I going to decide to uh-huh. stay fearful or am I going to do something about it? Because another thing I'm pulling out of what you said is a key to youthfulness, and by youthfulness, I mean the energy to keep recalculating.
Yes.
Is a willingness to keep learning. A willingness to keep, I love to learn.
And be open to receive. Because
absolutely.
It's one thing. But I just wanted to add that being from a Greek culture, we are trained early on to blame everything to everybody but ourselves. So anything goes wrong, so-and-so did it for me, my mother, my father, my sister, my neighbor, my this. It's like you have to take responsibility. And after 10,
at some point.
That's my rule. After 10 years old, and when I mentor my girls, is like I said, after 10, now you're responsible for your own actions, and you have to take responsibility. So don't blame the neighbor, the mother, right. The father.
I love it. It reminds me of a game I'm playing with my son and his roommate who lives with us now. I call this game Man or Boy. And so there, you know, my son was, we were buying groceries and I have to help him out because he doesn't have a car right now. And so we go out of the car and we're going into the grocery store and he hands me the plastic bags to bring in. I'm like, okay, let me get this clear. A boy wants his mommy to take care of him. A man wants to take care of his mother. Oh, I never thought about it that way. So I'm like, so you carry the bag.
Right.
So now every time I go, man or boy? Oh, I'm going to be a man. And he cleans up.
Really cool.
So we have
mothers never stop mothering, do we?
Man or child? Oh,
man or boy? Yeah.
So we need to ask ourselves that really quick. We're nearing the end of our time. So my tip is very fast, and I already said it. Change always begins with awareness, which is sometimes the most difficult step. Diana, what's yours?
By David Viscott. No one can make you change. No one can stop you from changing. No one really knows how you must change. Not even you. Not until you start.
Practice self-compassion while going through your transformation every day, and then you can make a difference around in the world.
Thank you so much for listening to the Life Talk Show, and good luck with your recalculation. Thanks again to our sponsors for today, Dynamic Printing and Gabriel Tax and Accounting. You've been listening to the Life Talk Show on WDJZ AM. If you have an idea for a future topic, would like to be a guest or a sponsor of our show, or just tell us what you think, please email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. Our Twitter handle is @LifeTalkShow, and our Facebook page is The Life Talk Show. Sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success. The Life Talk Show with Randy, Diana, and Nikki on WDJZ AM every Saturday at 4. The Life Talk Show. Join us.